evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and it is, 5/16/2024? You know, some people told me I wasn't on the air last Friday night. I was on the air last Friday night, which is 5/10. And so I don't know exactly what's going on. Maybe you need to refresh the screen or something. I don't know. Last Thursday night, we did not do a show because there was a truck a collision that had to do with one of our one of the good people up at the radio uplink, and consequently we did not go Thursday night. Which, if you listen to Thursday night on Friday, then that may have told you that I wasn't on Friday night. Well, I was on Friday night, but not last Thursday night. So this Thursday night, I'm on tonight. My voice is a little better, and this is a live show. This is 5/16/2024, Thursday night. Anyway, and all I can tell you is that basically there's about 90,000 NATO troops on the move. And the U.S. King, you know, United Kingdom and all the different places, and wants to know that there's actual war possibly coming. And I will say this to you. I can tell you, let me just tell you what I know right here. And yes, thank you, D&D. My voice is a little better. I tell you, the stuff I had last week, chemo was so strong, it knocked me out of the box. But it also knocked out part of the stuff that was around my voice box and around my wind and all my things. So the Lord Jesus be praised. All the prayers going up for me. God bless you. All right. Now, thank you to D&D and to all the good people. The Nunemakers, incidentally, I'm just going to give you the Nunemakers number. I'll tell you what. The Nunemakers are doing great work with the Indochina Bible Project. And I will say this to you. The Montagnards and all the mountain people in the villages are getting songbooks and Bibles. And they built the nice mountain church, the little one, back behind the house churches. All that is doing really well. And I will say this. If you would like to help them to get Bibles and songbooks in the village dialect languages of the mountain tribes, and God bless them because they've been praying for me too. Send it to Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, also, I'll tell you what. Ezekiel 38:39, Brother Quayle and I talked about this years ago. It's all starting to happen all around the world. And if you start to see what's going on in that, and you'll start to understand what's about ready to happen everywhere. Now, across the Gulf Coast of America and the East Coast, up and down the East Coast, and I will tell you, off the coast of Florida, et cetera, the Russians, and I would suggest the Red Chinese also out of South America, are popping up with subs everywhere and tightening in on the United States coastlines. And the reason we know that is because of the planes that are going all across the Gulf. Now, you're not seeing a lot of, I'm talking about surveillance planes, P-3s, P-8s, C-130 ships that are rather surveillance-oriented, E-3s, E-6, all kind of different stuff. But I'll tell you what, the tankers are active, but you don't see the surveillance planes squawking. But they're out there looking for the Russian and the Chinese subs, the Iranian subs, all of the submarines. And I will say this, that Putin and his crew went to China to meet with Xi Jinping, Lavrov, all of them, Sergey, this, that, and the other, all their different people, and they're putting it together. And the deal is, here's my take on the deal. Trump is starting to really come ahead in the United States, and they're saying it looks like Trump might become the president because Biden is so gooped up. They're going to try to go for Taiwan as the Russians are going and going on in further into different fronts into the Ukraine. And then I'm telling you, up and down the East Coast, the E6 is zigzagging on a coastal zigzag up and down the coast, but inland from the coast. If you remember a year or two ago, off the West Coast, the E6 went out to sea, and that sucker had a little trouble out there because they went out a little bit too far, and they went out by where the red Chinese ships are, off Mexico and off the southern California coast. And consequently, they may have had a little problem. And if you recall, they had to, like, fly in real low and then hump over the San Diego freeway, and people saw the E6, and then they had to land out and way out into the desert on an emergency. So I'm going to tell you, they're staying off, going further out, the E6 days, but they're at the E3. Just to tell you, and here's the deal. If the red Chinese think and the Russians think Trump's coming back, they're going to want to make sure they do this now during the Red China Joe Brigade regime, okay? Because they know Joe goes to bed about 6:30 in the evening, 7 o'clock, and he ain't going to be wide awake for any kind of war. Meanwhile, his Secretary of State is playing in a rock band, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning in the Ukraine somewhere, in a dadgum rock club in the Ukraine. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Can you imagine? Can you imagine during World War II or later in the Cold War, you know, the Secretary of State playing in a rock band over in a war-torn country? Ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you, you've got to be prepared as Lord Jesus tells you to be prepared in Matthew 25, which follows Matthew 24. Wars, rumors of wars, you know, that whole passage there in Matthew 24. Nation shall rise against nation. You know, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All of these things must come to pass, you see. And then he also tells you that all these things are just the beginning of sorrows. Just the beginning of sorrows. God bless my buddy down there, old TT down on the Warren Soul Drive. God bless y'all down there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the presidential debates, I don't have much hope for any of that kind of stuff or the election at all. And I think that if the Russians and the Chinese are going to push it, you just might see them. Just might see them get nailed, or excuse me, nail us on a quickie off the coast. And then did you see where the Chinese, excuse me a second. Try to plug in my phone here. Okay, there we go. I'm back on. Plug the phone in. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Chinese dumped $53.3 billion of treasuries, bonds, and bills in the first quarter of this year. $53 billion. okay, with a B. Most people, I didn't see it on the news, but I see Trump, Trump basically commented on the Chinese, and he said, looks like they're going to go for Taiwan because they're dumping it because they don't want to be casualties of what Biden and his crew did to the Russian sovereign entity funds by confiscating them. All right? And I would just say this. They may decide to go, and if they go to against Red China goes for Taiwan, we got Marines on the little island across from them, not too many far out there, with the Taiwanese Marine Corps also. And God bless all those people up in the mountains who are being trained by the Special Forces as well in Taiwan for what's oncoming invasions and stuff that'll happen. And I will say this to you, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better be ready to rock and roll because this thing is going to go. Brother Quayle is telling me it's going to go. If you go to stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, I'll tell you what. Steve has got very interesting information. He posted on his Steve Quayle 2.0 today. He posted Brother Bob's warning, okay, that Al Cuppin had sent him back a number of years ago, all right? Let's see, this is called, and Steve Quayle's 2.0, if you don't subscribe to it, you may want to because Steve has got tremendous stuff on it. He says, brethren, Steve says, this is the alert I have never wanted to publish. Brother Bob's vision given in 2007 to Al Cuppin, Brother Bob's close friend who immediately passed it on to me. I wanted everyone to cover your minds and hearts with the blood of Jesus by speaking it out loud last night. All right. I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And cover your heart. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he said, I quote the scripture out loud to myself that obedience is better than sacrifice. And just went to bed. Early the same, I received a very clear word. Quayle says, Brother Quayle from the Lord Jesus, who put all the pieces together for me on the coming bird flu, bio-weaponized attack on the USA, and how the USA has already allowed the UN troops into this country and yielded their power into the World Health Organization. And the UN will enforce the lockdown, arrest, and execution of all. Okay, let's see here. Of all distance, on all their categories, lists, red, blue, green, brown, all this stuff, with Christians on the top of the list. He says, take it to the Lord in prayer. And I'll tell you what. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. For as a snare it shall come on them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. And then, wait a minute, I skipped a part of that. Let's just see heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass. It's Luke 21, 33, 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare, it shall come on them all that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Got to be ready. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. And stand before the Son of Man. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, there is. And Steve posted Brother Bob's vision of persecution, martyrdom in the United States. And it was Prophecy News 2019-10-17. And God talked about his vision of what's going to happen in the United States. And let me tell you what, you better be ready. You better be ready for it. Global economic crash starting in Japan. Martial law, foreign police. Unfaithful pastor payoff because the rapture didn't happen as they planned. New world order begins slaughtering Christians and splitting up families. Okay? It's all part of pastor, or all part of Brother Bob's vision. New world order begins the slaughter of the red and blue lists. And you can click to read his vision. And just read, I would Google that, take a look at it. Brother Bob's vision of persecution and martyrdom in the United States. And it was 444 Prophecy News 2019-10-17. Okay. And also stevequayle.com, QPOS 2.0. Steve's got a link to it. Oh, boy. So you're going to have to be your own supply sergeant. You're going to have to be your own general store. That's what I would call it more than anything. We got Cuban banking system collapsing. I don't know if you saw the gold. 5/16/24 live show again Thursday night. Gold 2381.15. Up $3.37, 2381. Silver, $29.77, up 13 cents. Platinum, 1076.35, up 276. So that stuff is going up. Going up and up and up. And so, here's the deal. Off the coast, as I said, we got tankers refueling all of the surveillance planes. That would be P-3 Orions, P-8 Poseidons. All kind of different E-3s, E-6s. Other surveillance aircraft. And then we also see Adam Bremerton, Washington, the subs and stuff, U.S. subs out there. Our subs don't go out alone without a whole dadgum convoy. They're going out alone. They're going out with whole Coast Guard cutters and stuff with depth charges to hit the other enemy subs or the torpedoes to go after the Russian subs. The subs of the enemy are all up and down our coast again. And Red China Joe goes to bed before 8 o'clock. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and you better have him as your Savior. Repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, he'll do that. He will do it. And you'll start to feel it. He'll start to wash you clean. Now, oh, boy. I wanted to see what this one was here. Russian expels the British military attaché from Moscow. Ordered to leave within 24 hours. Well, that's quite interesting because the British military attaché from Moscow is talking about war with the Russians, okay? And use of English British missiles in the Ukraine to hit Russian targets. So NATO, 9,000 people, they're talking about possibility of the Germans conscripting all 18-year-olds, all that kind of stuff. When do you think the draft might happen here? Or do you think that the bird flu will get worked on us here pretty quick? I think this bird flu, according to Redfield, who was a previous director of the CDC, says it will be the next pandemic. the bird flu. And I'm going to tell you what, anything that you can get that will nail the bird flu or take care of it, you need to be doing it. And I'm doing everything I can do now to handle my condition of the cancer, all right? Doing everything I can do, and then that what that includes is all of the different nutritional and whatever type of things, the flavonoids, all the stuff I've talked to you about. And that's not my purpose tonight to talk about that other than cancer is exploding everywhere, all right? And I will say this to you. I pray that the Lord Jesus will remove my cancer, give me a medical miracle, give me a miracle. Because at this point in time, that's what I need, is miracle through prayer and through nutritional and what have you. But you're going to have to get your immune systems boosted up against the bird flus. Look and see what knocks it out or what might take it out. I would stock up on all the ivermectins and all the different stuff. The fasbendazole and things like that. The other, that's the dog dewormer. But the ivermectin also has an effect against many things, okay, including cancer as well, apparently, which I've been taking it too. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this bird flu is going to be used again, and they're going to lock this crap down, and this time it's going to be a hot dog city, okay? It's going to be Red Chinese, or whoever is going to be UN troops. And don't you know they're bringing them in? Look at how many Chinese come in just in the sector in San Diego. Shoot, you can't go down to the Gaslight District without seeing 47,000 Chinese. And I guarantee they'll be out around on the North Island and all the different places, you know, duking around and looking at this, that, and the other. So I'm going to tell you, like Brother Quayle is saying, all of the bad guys are coming across the border and being brought in by Red China Joe. Red China Joe took $1.8 billion, don't you know, through the Sun Hunter from the Red Chinese bankers. And all that stopped. They don't even talk about that anymore, you see. Don't even talk about that anymore, do they? I tell you what, Brother Quayle can get you gold or silver. Call stevequayle.com at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And may you tell them that old Hawk sent you. And Steve can get it to you overnight or in a day or two, whatever you want to get them. Load up on it. Because the dollar is going to go bye-bye. The bricks are going to destroy the dollar. Dollar's still fairly high at about 105 and change there right this minute. But they're just going to keep print. And this thing is getting thinned out. Inflation's going up. Consequently, war is needed. We've always said that when you get into this trouble, they either got to go to war or they got to have another pandemic and lock everything down so they can grab everybody's money, property, etc. And that is the key. That is the key. A lot of cellular allergies are being reported right this time. I don't have time to read that particular article or post, but I just, I'm hearing that as people are sending it up. Different people sending me different things. All right. BRT, Russian. Russian Times citing retired Israeli Army Lieutenant Colonel Eli Dekal says the Egyptian army is preparing for war against Israel. That would not surprise me. That would not surprise me whatsoever. This thing is going to go wild weasel, ladies and gentlemen. Because I only got three hands full. But thank the Lord Jesus, I feel a little bit better in the last day or two. The last step that I was given was so strong, I laid for days, and my voice went, and then it's back. But I'm also doing all of the things that I can nutritionally. Green tea, by the way, and thank you to the Lady J, and don't send me all these things, guys, all the time, because you got to be careful what I do and all of the different stuff. But I received different stuff. I received some green tea, and I've been drinking that, and I've been drinking taking different flavonoids. And I've got plenty of it right now. Plenty of it right now. So if Brother Quail could get you gold, silver, I would also tell you, get any book of Steve's that you can get and let your children read it, your grandkids read it. Give it to your neighbor. You read it and see what's going on, because Brother Quail has been right for so many years about all this stuff. And Old Hawk has been on over 20 years, and I'm still on even through the dead gum cancer junk and all the crap. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the stuff they say, well, you got to exercise it. I'm going to tell you, this is not the kind of stuff that I've been able to do. All I can do is rest it up and keep eating a bit and taking all the nutritional supplements that I can take, all the different ones. So, fine, keep me going. And I appreciate that if you do. God bless you. I've been here for a long time. Thanks to y'all. Anything is most needed and welcome can be sent to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. You better reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, platinum, whatever it might be. God bless you. May the Lord provide for you and return to you 10,000-fold. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. God bless you all out there. You can send a card or a letter, too. It doesn't have to be anything. Just you can reach me there, or you can email me. I've been trying to get back to doing my emails, but it's been extremely difficult for me the way I've been. So I've just been laid out flat, okay? But I've been trying to get back to them and answer a few of them and reach some of them, so RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. And to my friends up there in Nebraska, Carney, etc., I am alive and well. And sometimes the shows, if they're on, may not get posted as soon as you'd like. If you're listening after the actual time of the show, because I was on last Friday night. And the one before that, no. But be that as it may, I'm on Thursday here right now. 5:16 live show. So here you go, kiddos. My voice is better, and sometimes you hear the voice being bad, you think it might be an earlier show. But it's not. I did one show last week with a terrible voice. Anyway, L.A. supervisors. Oh, yes. Taxpayers need to fund the legal bills for the pro-Hamas activists. I say, I don't know, maybe I ain't right in the head. Maybe I'm talking old school. What the heck's wrong with a few old Irish cops or Chicago cops? Or bring back the old Rampart. Bring back the old Rampart, boys. And put a little club to the metal. You know what I'm saying? Put a little club to the Hamas and see what the heck, how they like it. I'm just telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, this crap is going to go wild, weasel, and you'd better be ready for it. You better have as much food, water, ammunition, and you better get ready to have firewood. I'm telling you. Have firewood. Have your long-handled underwear, your socks, extra gloves, all the thin-slate junk you can get. Because I tell you what, when this thing comes down the pike, there's going to be the EMP. They're going to knock out the power grid. And so that means you better have a little extra gasoline in the can somewhere with the treatment, the good treatment to keep them from going bad. So you can put that into your car or your truck and get on down the road in the bug out or wherever. If you got a bug out locale or if you got your RV spotted somewhere, then God bless you. Make sure that you got water purification. You can still get the British Birkfeld equipment or the Berkeys that still have the Selsun ceramic and carbon Birkfeld filtration. It's still good. You can get Alexa Pure. Let's see. Alexa Pure, I think that I saw that somewhere. Okay, here it is right here. My Patriot Supply, MyPatriotSupply, .com. They have Alexa Pure Pro Ultimate Flow Water Filtration Kit. You get four filters, a stand to put up the Alexa Pure Ultimate Flow, and then you got a, looks like a plastic 5-gallon jug to do it. They got them on sale for $421.70. So take a look at that. My Patriot Supply. That's another type. K9 Combis. K9 Purification Filtration. Good stuff as well. You get want to get the finest microns you can get. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better be prepared for what's coming. And what's coming down the block, you'd better be right with Lord Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. I saw also at my Patriot Supply a 3-pack of 4-in-1 emergency solar flashlights with AM, FM, and NOAA weather radio with a hand crank. By Ready Hour, you get a 3-pack, a 4-in-1 emergency solar flashlight, MFM dual radio with a hand crank for $98.85. All kind of stuff to get. Mountain House, Alpen Air. If you need a little bug out spot, take a look at some of these things that are up on these tiny homes that are up on Amazon and stuff like that. There's another one here, tiny house. And it's one called the Alicole, 27,000. You got houses up there that I've seen, different ones where they're as cheap as 10 grand, 15 grand, 17 grand. And you might be able to tuck one of those in the woods somewhere. There's a story up here Eight Amazing Tiny Homes with Tiny Prices. And the story is by Jed Grimble. Jed Grimble. Take a look and see if you can find that on the MSN or somewhere, Microsoft Network. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. And this. These Rush subs that the... the good old River Pirate and I discussed more than a year or so ago the Rush Poseidon subs that were being brought in and put into the Great Lakes. They're still looking for them up there. The United States still got surveillance planes all over the Great Lakes looking for them things because they can sit on the bottom. And they got nuclear weapons that could then explode and do a tsunami wave and, well, I don't know. What would they take out? Milwaukee, Chicago, whatever. Roll them on down the line. Cleveland, the whole deal. Well, they've been up looking for them, too. All right? The, coastlines, as I say, are being covered up by the Russian and the Chinese subs. And you don't believe that? They've been doing it for years, but now they're back to doing it even double quick time, all right? And if you look at off the... Florida, especially on the east end, the Gulf Coast, you'll see a lot of it there. But the West Coast's got stuff on it, too. Consequently, be prepared, because if they stamp launch, the grid goes and pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Goes the entire power grid. Quick as you please. They can hit D.C., the pentagram, any kind of thing in less than 2 minutes. Just with their subs off the coastlines. Do you remember how back in the day we talked to you about years ago? In the Baltimore area, there was a chase in the middle of the night. And they was looking for the nuclear weapon devices. And they were found in the warehouse down there. You know, off the coastline there. And I used to know all the restaurants, all the stuff, but I don't couldn't tell you anymore. And that was taken offshore and put into the deep trench and blown by the SEALs. Or perhaps some of the MMVs. Actually, it was some of the MMV and the SEALs together. MMV is Army. A lot of them. But there's dual-use units. Their primary stuff is high-level nest. Nuclear emergency search team stuff. And then also the aliens and fighting anything that comes down the block think it's bad enough to walk against the MMV or the SEAL Team 6. Or just some good old variety, garden variety airborne rangers, all right? And they ain't garden variety neither. Oh, boy. I'm telling you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You better get with the stick. You better get ready to be prepared like Matthew 25 for the events of Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Ezekiel 38-39 because they're coming up to the land of the unwalled villages to take a spawn and to take a prey. Oh, man. But this jury is still liable to convict. I hear all these people talk about, oh, there's two lawyers out there. They know this case of Maloney. Excuse me. Well, that's depending on whether the lawyers were paid to manage the jury. And it's always lawyers. You think that lawyers are always greatest, all right? I don't mind some lawyers, and I like the good ones that are the good junkyard dogs. I like the attack dog lawyers, the ones that are hot, that are really good and nasty and mean and do all the bad things, but do them for you on behalf of you. So anyway, to my brother Daryl, PA, you know how you're gay. Thank you for praying for me, Brother Daryl. And to the old Allegheny crew out there. Yeah, the old Allegheny gang. I tell you what, old Ben the Beagle better be on his farmer's dog, because I think them bears are starting to stir in the woods out there, the Alleghenies. Not the Russian bears, but the black ones, and they might be coming up on porches and stuff like that. You tell old Ben the Beagle to be ready. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. This gang here. That is running this country. That is running the Federal Reserve Bank and all these banks and all this stuff. You see, oh boy, stock market went over 40,000 for a while today. Well, the paper dollars are getting thinner. You take the same stocks and you look back 20 years ago, and what were they? You have to say, okay, they were that. But it really, in terms of the inflated dollar, or the dollar what its currently purchasing power is worth, et cetera, compared to, say, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, what really has changed all that much? Not too much. As a matter of fact, as the Dow goes up, American people can't buy groceries. And groceries up 20%, you see, it's stop us. So I don't know. We're going to have our own things. Grow our own food. It's a good time to go out and buy all the seeds you can get right now. Seeds will be out in the hardware stores and the different ones, the garden seeds. Matter of fact, they're getting late in the game, but go out and get what you can get. And put them back. I always put them, if you don't use them this year, put them in a cool, dry place. I put mine like in a corrugated or cardboard box or a different box, and I save them. And they're good another year down the road or what have you. And go ahead and get ready for that. Do all the things you can to plant whatever kind of garden you can plant. Even right now in May, you can still plant. You can always plant lettuce and do different things like that. Radishes, lettuce, they grow quick. Green beans. I like green beans. You know, or the purple beans. You do that kind of stuff. Peppers, all that. Go out and get your stuff going right now to get any kind of food. Any kind of filtration systems, equipment. Oh, yeah. Thank you there, B&EMB. Two people are now in ICE custody after attempting to breach Virginia Marine Base. Per Fox, they were foreign nationals. You bet they were. So I'm going to tell you what. The guards on the gates better be watching out, and I'm going to tell you they need to be watching the fence lines along the back 40s, you know? I remember when the guy that used to be head of SEAL Team 6, Dick Marchakis. I remember seeing video of him, how he and a couple guys snuck along. They crawled along the back fence and cut the wire and just went through, went in it, as I recall. They took charge one time, like of Air Force One or something on a base, put the calling card of their SEAL Team 6 special group squad or whatever they were calling themselves. They were a terrorist squad of some sort, the Red such and suches, and they kidnapped the base commander's wife. So you better be on the guard if you're on the military base. And you better be under guard if you're in your house and you're down your street or up your country lane or wherever you're in. Or you better have your little cameras out. You better have your dogs a little bit hungry and eat the red meat on the little bit hungry side or the farmer's dog side rather than the kibbles and bits. Because I'll tell you what, I'm hearing about ammunition problems in the U.S. military, and I'm not talking necessarily about missiles, which they're short on. I'm not talking about howitzer shells, which they're short on. I'm talking about basic ammunition for rifles and for machine guns, things such as that. Some people are getting low on ammo. And I'm hearing discussions about wanting to take civilian ammo, okay, into proper calibers. So you better go out and get as much as you can. Buy on a rotating basis food, water purification, extra water filtration systems, extra gloves, extra insulate. Hats, extra thinsulate shirts, clothes, extra 12-gauge shotgun shells, 9mm, 45, whatever pistol ammo you shoot, whatever rifle ammo you shoot, 30-06, 308, 223, whatever it might be, get an extra even 50 rounds, 100 rounds, 1,000 rounds, whatever. Get on a rotating basis. Canned goods, all of it, just rotate and buy. If we're going to have Argentine-style inflation, say the big bankers, and you've already got high inflation anyway in food and different things and gasoline, whatever, the way to beat that is to go ahead and invest in it. Buy it now. Buy it now at the price cheaper. But boy, the price goes up. And I'm going to tell you, you got to lose some of the stuff you do and are used to doing and put that into what you're going to eat, what you're going to be able to drink, what you're going to be able to run your truck on, what you're going to be able to put in the chamber of your 357 Magnum or your 9mm or your 45. What's going to put in the magazines? The K-bars and machetes and the hatchets you're going to need. I'm going to tell you what, you just go out and buy a hatchet. A little tomahawk hatchet up there at the hardware store. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You can do some fighting with a hatchet in the garbage can lid, I'm going to tell you. Because I fought with that son of a gun before one time. And you bang it with the garbage can lid and you try to pop it with a hatchet or a ball peen hammer. So if that's all you got, that's all you got. But if you got firearms or if you don't have them but you can afford to get at least one, if you can't buy it, ask Uncle Joe or Grandpa. Give you a 12-gauge or a 22 long rifle, pistol, or even just 22 rifle. And buy 1,000 rounds of ammo of 22. And I'm going to tell you what, Do you get good with the 22 from 100 yards or so, or 50 yards? You can drill stuff like you can't believe. Put it right between the eyes. You know what I mean? 12-gauge pumps. You can get them used. 12-gauge pump shotguns. Or you can get them inexpensively. Get your Mossberg 590s, all the different stuff. Picking lettuce for several families, planting garden plants raised in hoop houses now. Save seeds each year for veggies and keep them in freezer from year to year. This is my the old stagecoach stuff. God bless you out there. And right now they're picking the lettuce for several families. And you need to make yourself, if you can, some of the hoop houses. So that you can plant them in there and plant them even in the winter. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for sending me this information. God bless the old stagecoach stop. And I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus, will you touch my buddy out there? Will you let him feed his goats? Will you make him to be able to walk better, Lord Jesus? I pray in your name to the old sheriff of the stagecoach stop. God bless you. Ah, yes. Huh. I heard from Jarhead Angela. God bless you all, too. Lord Jesus, will you touch Jarhead? Will you touch Jarhead? Because he's got him a disc impinging on a nerve. Lord Jesus, will you touch his nerve there and remove the disc from the impinging on it and allow him to walk again? In your name, Boy, oh boy. I fully expect that the Russians and the Chinese are cooking up and saying, hey, Trump is coming and Biden don't know what he's up to. Let's do this stuff for real while Biden's in office. And we got the Secretary of State rocking in the dadgum Ukrainian nightclub with a red guitar. All right? Ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen, ridiculous. I don't know what else to say other than to tell you that for years, for the quail has told you about it, I've told you about it ever since then, when he put me on the air. I think Steve did a show today with Doug Hagwood. Sudden destruction is now in play as doomsday protocols are underway. I told you what the old web bots were saying last week. It's going to be the summer of the food riots. Summer of the food riots. And that kind of thing. All right. Russia is conducting missile launches off the Northern California coastline. As we speak, I believe. A noticed air mission known to have has been issued. This is from, I believe, Al Turner's show. Somebody sent me this affecting May 16th. Okay. Noticed air missions. Coast of Northern California alerting pilots of possible Russian missile launches to land and impact in the Oakland Air Route Traffic Control Center area. So you better watch out. All they got to do is pop, pop, fizz, fizz. And no wonder our subs can't go out without escort as well. Plus subs escorting the other Coast Guard ships. And we ain't built any ships. And all the wrecked ones are up there in the old San Francisco Bay up further north. As you go north out of the bay, up into Northern California, sitting out there in the old thing being taken apart. This United States military needs to be building ships. We need to be building aircraft. We need to be ramping up ammunition. They should have never closed Sunflower in Kansas. They ought to ramp up into double capacity. Double capacity. In Missouri, of all the small arms ammo, they needed to make all the different howitzer ammunition, all the different stuff. They need to be filled up right now and quit giving the money to all of the red Chinese and all of those coming through the Darien Gap and up through Mexico and being flown to New York. They're giving them $1,000 a month on the visa cards. Ridiculous. And all the ones in Chicago. And all the ones in L.A. And all the ones in San Francisco. Where the guy buying them booze every day. Just to keep them quiet, don't you know. Well, remember, Xi Jinping came and visited old Gavin Newsom. So when you see he came to California and they're just loading California up with the red Chinese coming in with their little backpacks, I can't believe. Ah, yes. Brother Brian. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for your prayers. God bless you all out there. I'm saying that because old Hawk is still in the game. And I'm blessed tonight with my voice. If you hear me, my voice ain't so good. Listen to me anyway. I might be still trying to tell you something because I'm staying in the game. This is not about the quality always. It's about staying on behalf of the Lord Jesus. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a pipe. You better get ready. Get ready, don't you know? There's power in the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will provide for all the listeners of the show and protect them. Bad Dango Rangers, I know you're ready. Don't make it a fool. Stand the optics, Vicky, keep your finger on the trigger. And all the ninjas, road and track and little L. God bless you all. Lord Jesus loves you. You tell your daddy hi from the old Hawk. And I'll tell you what, them old machines would probably work for your daddy if he was asking me about, I believe. Try a little bit of that, yeah. Good machines, yeah. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for listening. Keep me in your prayers and any assistance. I pray that you can help me. Let me tell you what, it gets put to good use. I'll be on tomorrow night, God willing. Good night. Thank you.